Welcome to We Are the Watchers.
This is episode 437, top of the day to you, Steph.
Top of the day to you.
I hate it when you use...
Oh, I didn't do anything.
I hate it when the situation arises where you use Zoom to record something and then Adobe's like, you want to record it at like the smallest level possible, right? And you're like, no, I don't. It's like, yeah, you actually do. And you're like, what if I restart everything? And it goes, that's the only thing that we're going to remember
too. It's like when photocopiers refuse to copy and you're like, you've got one job.
Yeah.
And that's to print stuff on paper, like get the paper from one pile, run it through, and shoot it out, but you're refusing to do that one thing.
Because it's being difficult, that's why. I watched something old and something new with a theme. So kind of like what I used to do, remember?
Yeah. I watched two new-ish, because one is from last year, things that I enjoy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's always nice when you're like, I'm glad I spent my time seeing if this was okay.
100%. Mm. And one is a movie and I was like, do I want to commit myself tonight to watching it or is that too long of a program? Or should I go bed? And it finished and I was like, I could do another one.
Really?
Well, okay, not that night. I wouldn't do another one that night. That's like, a bit silly. But, you know, I enjoyed it from beginning to end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Can't wait to find out what it is.
I'm not going
to
tell you. I'll just tell everyone else.
Ever again. never mention it again. In fact, that was your review.
Yeah, done.
Go on, guess what it was. Well, we do have some news and I thought we could try you on a quiz from the past. That might be a bit of fun. But that's, of course, coming up after the
news.
For a visual representation of this audio, check out the Watchers podcast on Instagram.
Diego Luna is an actor who's been in a lot of things. The last thing I saw him in was Andor, which is a Star Wars film. No, series. He was in Rogue One.
Yeah, film.
Film. The film Rogue One. He's now going to hang around Disney, but he's going to be in the live action movie for Tangled. You know how they, every now and then they're like, you know what we're going to do? We'll live action this.
We'll live action it. You all enjoyed it one time. Is he going to be Flynn Rider?
No. Somebody else is going to be Flynn Rider. It doesn't say who he's going to be, actually. Tegan Croft will be Rapunzel. Milo Mannheim will be Flynn.
Maybe he's the dad.
Catherine Hahn is going to be the, Mother Gothel.
I can't remember her name.
So I don't know who he's going to be. They haven't announced it yet. So I was hoping because I know that you've vicariously or unintentionally watched it many times.
I like it.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
I've only seen little bits and pieces
of it. It's Rapunzel and it's Mandy Moore originally.
That's right.
Yeah.
And now will be Tegan. Not Tegan and Sarah, Tegan Croft. Not Lara Croft's Tegan Croft, just Tegan Croft.
Wonder if she can sing. Surely.
I wonder if she's able to do tomb raiding.
Well.
Probably won't need to for this, right?
She lives in a tower. She's got to get down somehow.
Yeah, those life skills will definitely come into place then. Do you think that we need in this world more Disney things made by Disney that were animated back in and then made into live action, or you think we're okay?
I would say we're okay. I don't feel like we need a Tangled, I'll be honest.
Yeah. Do you want to know how much the original, the animated one made? $590 million worldwide. So maybe they're like, even if we get half of that.
Maybe they should live action the old stuff because kids are a bit funny. You know, they can tell if animation's old, but maybe the storylines are too not PC.
Oh, okay. You're talking like the old ones?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, right.
You know, like revamp those ones, not the ones that are still being watched.
Yeah, actively watched by kids on the streaming services.
Definitely don't do Cars.
No.
Oh, it's not. It's Pixar anyway.
Would it? It's still part of sort of.
It's 20 or 25 crazy, years old, isn't it? And it's still going strong. I think that is a sign of a successful kids' movie if every generation embraces it exactly the way the one before did.
And to still see so much merchandise for it. If you go into, I don't know, Big W, Target, Kmart, Best and Less,
yep,
you will see kids' T-shirts, pajamas, everything.
I mean, myself and people I know still go through the racks to find, like, the one car that your little boy doesn't have.
Yeah.
And you're like, by the time I find this thing, he won't care anymore.
I don't know. He's held on to his love for it for a long time.
I know. A really long time.
Big fan of it. Do you know who else is a big fan? Ralph. Haha, just joking. Rafe Fiennes. Don't call him Ralph. Rafe Fiennes, Colin Farrell, Wagner Moura, who was Narcos.
Mm-hmm.
He was Pablo Escobar. I know he's done so many other things, but in my mind, he's Pablo Escobar. So they're going to be in a comedy film.
Interesting.
Would you?
Ralph Fiennes doing comedy?
Colin Farrell.
I could imagine him.
Wagner Moura. I mean, So this is a movie called Art. It's
hilarious already.
I love it. Art is so subjective. It's an English language adaptation of a French play.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to give you a little bit of an idea as to what the play's about?
Yeah, because I'm stumped.
Because now I'm also interested to see if when you watch it, it's going to look like a play. You know, sometimes like Six Degrees of Separation, I still remember I was like, was this a play? It feels like a play. And then I looked and I'm like,
I knew it was a play first, but it had that feeling where it was authentic to its origin.
Cat on a Hot Tin Roof kind of thing as well.
That episode of Poker Face that Natasha Lyonne directed.
Yeah. Play stuff. Okay. This is from Deadline. The play deals with art and friendship. It follows three longtime friends, Serge, Mark, and Ivan. Serge indulges in his penchant, because it's French, for modern art, buys a large, expensive, completely white painting with some slightly less white lines. Hmm. Mark is horrified that Serge would waste so much money on this, and their friendship suffers considerable strain as a result of their differing opinions about what constitutes as art.
Oh, my goodness.
Then Ivan, who's got a bit of problems, you know, finds himself caught up in the middle of the conflict, and his attempts to please and mollify both of them only serves to make things worse. It's just going to be I always think of like Father of the Bride, where no matter how hard he tries, he makes things worse.
Yeah.
A bumbling sort of storyline.
I'm not sold on that art piece, because a friend is going to turn on you so dramatically over what you spent your money on.
And I thought you all were art fans.
One of them's going to try and steal it.
Ivan.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be Ivan. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You're a Power Wash Simulator 2 fan.
Yeah.
You're a Power Wash Simulator 1 fan. DLCs.
Mm-hmm.
What have you had so far? Like Jurassic Park kind of one?
No.
Dinosaur? Wasn't there a dinosaur one? Oh, no, that was a lawn mowing one.
I had special events or celebrations or something, and there was Santa's Workshop and
Lara a Halloween Croft. One.
Yeah, Lara Croft's. Just the outside of her house and her, obstacle course.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoy that game thoroughly. But I also really enjoy real life power washing.
You do.
It's just that you can't turn the volume down on the real one.
No, it's really loud. The new DLC for Power Wash Simulator 2 is Star Wars. So you're going to be able to, I'm assuming, clean the Rebels fighter jets.
Yep, totes.
It says that you will be.
You'll do the Death Star for sure.
Oh, my gosh. It would take forever.
Yeah.
You're going to be on the icy planet of Hoth, Tatooine, which is Luke's home. And the hangar of an Imperial Star Destroyer. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. I just think of how big those ships are. It can take hours to get that fit, to get that looking clean.
Yeah, to get to 100%.
Especially the Death Star. If you're trying to, like, look around, you're like, where is this last bit? I'm on 99%.
Yeah, You need to use the little tool where it flashes for you. But once everything's clean and white, it flashes white so that it's really hard to see.
Oh.
So I've learnt you can't move on until it goes ding.
Yeah, that's the noise. Yeah. That's the noise. Okay, well, if you need to play that.
You'll buy it for me. Thank you. Oh, you're so lovely.
Coming up later on, we will have a quiz, which is from ages ago. I thought we'd give it a go.
I wish you knew my score from previously.
I know.
So I could never compare with myself.
Yeah. But before we do any of that, we must get into this thing that we like to call
the watching suggestions.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
I want to know what you loved.
Okay. Would you like me to start?
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to make you wait just a little bit longer for the movie. Oh, I'm going to talk about.
You're just going to be in silence. Okay.
Yeah. Everybody just have a little think just about what I watched.
Here you go.
I'm going to start with a series. Now, last week I remember saying to you, remember we were talking about how everything was on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
And then we said, oh, this week it'll all be on Stan. Yeah, and I said, good point, because there's something on Stan that I want to watch. I watched it. It's called The Miniature Wife.
I have not heard of this at all. This is weird. Really? How have I not heard of this?
Really? This would be very much tailored to you.
Oh, this is bizarre.
So The Miniature Wife is a series.
Yeah.
Pretty sure it's a Peacock original. It has 10 episodes. It stars Elizabeth Banks, who
she's great.
Love. Oh, my gosh, she's amazing. Good. Matthew McFadden. Fadden. Oh, I'm saying that wrong. Who we would know from Death of a Funeral, Succession. He played Mr. Darcy in the Keira Knightley version.
Yep.
He's also been in Harry Potter's, like, the series one, the original movie ones.
Yeah, right.
Also, O.T. Fagbenly, who was Luke in Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good. Ah. Now, this is a comedy, okay? So I want you to think Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes.
In modern day.
Right.
With modern day technology. So I'll just want to put that for a second.
Did their phone shrink?
Only if they want it to shrink.
Oh, so it's intentional.
Ooh, okay. So Elizabeth Banks and Matthew are married. They are Lindy and Les. And they have been married for 25 years. And she had great success at the beginning of, I guess, their relationship, wrote a book based on her life and her horrible mother and won a Pulitzer. He is a scientist. And so I guess what happened in the course of their marriage was that he was got a little bit down in that she won her big prize. She got her accolades.
When
he's
is it my turn
exactly.
now?
And it kind of has become a bit of a sticking point for them. So they're not happy. Yeah. They're at each other's throats. Oh. They're fighting. His great life's work that he is on the precipice of taking off is to shrink fruits and vegetables. And he says he's going to save the world from world hunger and all of that. During one of their arguments, he accidentally picks up like the remote control to his special little machine and squirts his wife with the solution.
Oh, no.
And down she goes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so she's really little. She's a miniature little lady.
Can you see her or do you need like a magnifying glass?
No, you can see her. I guess she would be, maybe a bit shorter than a Barbie.
Okay.
Taller than a Lego.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can definitely see her.
Yeah.
She needs a megaphone to talk.
Oh, hilarious.
You can't hear her. But if anybody talks to her, she's like, you're too noisy. Yeah. So where the different technology is that, you know, now we have mobile phones that you can swipe and news, but your fingertip's not going to work. So you might have to use your face to swipe it up.
Crazy.
And, you know, turn the volume down because it's too noisy.
Yeah.
Things like the robot vacuum cleaners, quite dangerous.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Because
far out.
They go anywhere at any time. Yeah. So really funny. It is a comedy, and it's just it has that Honey, I Shrunk the Kids without feeling like it's just a total copy of it. There's okay. lots of side plots happening as well where it creates this sense of extra stress and a time limit on everything that is happening in both of their careers and worlds
okay.
while trying to desperately hide this.
So she still has to work.
Sort of, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. He has to work because he also has to try and figure out.
Yeah, how to make her big again.
How to make her
not
big
too
again.
Big.
No, not too big. It's got a lot of faces in there that you'll recognize okay. and it's fun. Elizabeth Banks has done some incredible physical comedy and acting, which you could imagine when you are so tiny and you're having to drag things and climb on things.
And so funny.
It's really funny. And I don't want to give away all the miniature stuff, but it gets even cooler than what Honey, I Shrunk the Kids didn't have that element.
Okay.
To
so
it.
They've evolved.
They've evolved past
and made
it.
Their own idea.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, really fun.
I watched the Charlize Theron movie Apex.
Oh my gosh, you did? Mm-hmm. That was a scary one.
Yeah, I'm so brave.
Was it super scary?
Yeah, so she's gone to Australia.
Yeah.
To do some kayaking and stuff in the middle of nowhere because she lost someone whilst also doing some pretty extreme adventuring. And there are some creepy guys out there, you know, and she's a solo traveler, creepy guys.
Yeah.
And she has to check in with Aaron Pedersen, who is the ranger for the national park that she's going into. And that looks like it's out in the middle of the outback, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you start seeing her do stuff in the bush. And I'm like,
you don't know Australian landscape very well.
I think this is the Blue Mountains.
Oh.
And I was right. So I am one with nature.
So wait, is it set in the Blue Mountains?
No, it's just set in a fictional part of Australia.
Because I was like, bush to outback has a lot of terrain in between before it changes.
Quite different.
Yeah.
But there's this kind of nice guy in like who's also doing a bit of traveling and trekking and stuff through the bush as well. But is he nice?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm actually not. Hear this song?
Yeah.
By the end of this song, I'm going to start hunting you, so you better start running.
I saw that on the trailer and I was like, oh, this is so scary. I can't watch it. Was it scary?
Yeah, but you know those bad guys are like overconfident and they want to like talk and do things and you're like, if you
like
just
they walk through stalking you talking
exactly.
at you.
Exactly. And you're like, if you're just quiet, it would make it near impossible for Charlize to get away from you. But you did make it, it was all scary and but yeah.
Yeah.
I like
so
it.
Brave. I mean, no. I'm not brave. That's not the sentence I meant to say.
Absolutely nothing to do with you. You're so brave for hearing about it.
I was trying to say, I'm so proud of you being so brave.
Thank you so much. And then I thought, you know what? I need to watch an older Charlize Theron movie. That would be fun.
Okay. What? Monster.
No, because I'm not that brave.
Yeah, okay.
To go through that again. I mean, brilliant, right? Academy Award winning. 100%. I wanted to go older.
Okay.
I wanted to go Cider House Rules, but I couldn't find it where I wouldn't have to pay for it.
Yeah, we already pay for enough stuff.
So I ended up going for a little movie that you might have heard of called The Italian Job.
Oh, I like that one. I say to this day that has one of the best opening sequences.
Yeah, it's very exciting. Ever. It also feels incredibly early 2000s, can I say?
Yeah.
Because they're obviously doing a remake of the, what is it, 60s, 70s Italian Job. And so they're like, look at our new technology. I'm like, you're using hands-free phones.
You're on speakerphone.
It's not that impressive. And they're like, but we got these tiny little cars.
Such a shame for the future audiences to judge you on.
I feel like
imagine watching The Net now, Leah.
I want to watch The Net because I know it's going to be bad.
Really bad.
really bad. But Charlize Theron is, so she is the daughter of Donald Sutherland, who you see in the beginning in Venice, where they're doing that main heist, that beginning heist. And then Donald Sutherland is like the safe cracker, like he listens and opens and they're like, oh, yay, we've got bullions. And Mark Wahlberg's like, that's great, I'm in charge, I'm the boss guy. And Seth Green is like, hi, do you remember me? I'm Seth Green. I'm in 2003. And
I'm like, having my moment.
That's really impressive that you're here.
In this.
What have you been doing? And then I looked him up and he's been doing a lot of voiceover stuff.
Yeah, he's in The Family Guy, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, that's right. He is. But is that still going? I don't know. I haven't watched it since about 2003. But you know who else is in it? Edward Norton. Have you heard of a man called Jason Statham?
Yeah.
He's got a good bit of hair.
Does he?
He's got a little bit of hair. Yeah.
It was a big name.
It was a movie filled with names. Yeah. Yeah. I am intrigued to go and watch the original one now, which was, I just looked it up. I think it said 1973. I've already forgotten. I only looked at it 3 seconds ago. I've already forgotten.
So next week you're going to have to do the opposite. You're going to have to go older
again
from what you've watched and then something new based on the old Italian job.
Far out. But we... No, that's in 2 weeks' time because we have to review a book.
True.
Mm. So we'll have to I've got 2 weeks to do it.
Yeah.
It's still fast-paced and exciting and it's good to see like such big names and, you know. And I did enjoy the fact that it had that early 2000s like technology.
Yeah.
I think Charlie's Angels would be the same. They're like, hey, guys, technology.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember watching Mr. and Mrs. Smith a few years ago, and that's 2005, I think, and they're like, technology, and you're like, it's not that impressive.
It's not that impressive anymore. Yeah. You know we all carry a computer in our pockets now.
We're Penny from Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
That's what we are. Okay, what was the other thing you watched?
Funny you talking about an ensemble cast because this movie that I watched is an ensemble cast one. I know.
They're always good.
It's on Amazon Prime video. It is from... I want to say 2025.
So they're not like, hey, guys, technology.
No. Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but no. But I'm going to say no.
Yeah, okay? but no.
Yeah, but no. It's called Now You See Me, Now You Don't.
I've heard of this.
Have you?
And it did have a good cast.
It's got a really good cast. Okay, so before I tell you the synopsis, it's got Jesse Eisenberg. Mm. Woody Harrelson, David Franco, Isla Fisher.
Aussie done good, eh?
Aussie done real good. It's also got Rosamund Pike.
Yes.
From Gone Girl. Awesome.
She's so good.
Oh, my goodness. She is phenomenal in this.
She was in another thing during like COVID lockdown era. And I think it was for Amazon as well. And she was... Oh, she was like the bad guy and it was, who was it? Oh, and she was like the owner of like those old people's homes.
Oh, that's remember? Right. Yeah, with the short blonde bob.
Yeah, he had the bob. She was in Wheel of Time as well. Yeah, she's awesome.
And there's also another big one that I'm not going to give it away who it is.
Because it's exciting to watch it.
It's pretty. Okay. Yeah, it's a good reveal and it's big name. So this one is an ensemble cast and it's a little bit like The Oceans.
Well, I guess The Italian Job was a bit like The Oceans as well.
100%. Yeah,
isn't that funny that we've watched
A
similar genre?
So crazy. So four of them are really famous magician illusionist. I don't want to lose you on that. Don't go, not watching it because of that. I want you to stick with it.
Okay.
And they had great fame, you know, like the kind of fame that David Copperfield would have had. They had a few little rifts in their friendship at one stage and they all stopped talking to each other. But the movie starts with one night only. The four horsemen are getting back together. And anybody who got a ticket didn't have the address or anything. They had to figure it out, like the clues and where they were going to have this one night only thing. During this particular performance, magical show, they performed a pretty cool, I will call it a heist, but I guess slightly Robin Hood-y, stealing from the bad to give to the good, and gave all this money to everybody in the audience. pretty cool.
Wish I had a ticket.
Yeah, I know. It was a good amount.
It was a good amount.
Yeah.
Okay.
The show finishes. Everybody's like, yeah, amazing. I've got all this money. And the guy whose money got stolen, he was like, oh, my goodness.
Give it back. That's mine.
And he runs up on the stage. No. It's all an illusion. They were never even there. And he's been hoodwinked by these three up-and-coming wannabe magician illusionists, but ones that use a bit more technology than had been. There's the technology for you. Anyway, they're like, yeah, we did the best heist ever. Nobody knows it was us, and all of this stuff. They get to their apartment and they're sort of trying to like unwind and celebrate. And one of the original horsemen is in their apartment doing an illusion on them. And he's guys, what you've done is blatant like fraud. You've just pretended it was us. Yep. All as it comes out and the story evolves a little bit, all of the horsemen have been sent a card, almost like a tarot card, saying you have to be at this place at this time. And we're not telling you what it is, but it's from the eye, not the Handmaid's Tale, the eye, but the eye.
Big brother eye. No, different again. Yeah. Sorry.
Different again. The new up and coming guys, they realize that it's actually a map and you need all of the four horsemen to come together to put their cards together.
Cooperation.
To work it out.
That's fun. I like the premise.
It's really fun. And it gets a more oceany in terms of a huge, huge heist later on. So very much oceany from there.
I can't believe we watched heist
movies.
If
you like action, this would be the movie for you because wherever they possibly could, they put in a full-on action fight scene or car chase, that sort of thing. Well, you know, people like us, we go, oh, I can just rest for a moment.
Yes, it's my phone time.
My phone time. I was going to check that text message.
It's like watching
while
a Marvel movie. Like, wait, this is such a good scene. Was it? Sorry,
yeah.
I was.
Yeah. It had a really cool ending. I'm not going to give it away, but a really cool ending that you just went, oh. You guys have actually put together a good ensemble movie. You haven't gone for like, let's write this script in 3 days and get it done. And you can tell it's a bit half-hearted.
This has got layers. And the layers come back around to each other.
Yeah.
Fun.
Rosamund Pike.
Yeah.
She plays like the ultimate baddie.
Is she your favorite?
She was so good. She plays someone of South African descent and does the accent with perfection, so much so that I went,
is she
actually?
She's English, isn't she?
Yeah, but I had to go look it up because I went, this is flawless.
Segue.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron is from South Africa.
I know.
Hilarious.
Crazy. Anyway, really
now
fun
you see
movie. Now you see me.
Me, now you don't.
Now you don't.
Okay, on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
You ready for your quiz?
Yes, please. Is it about Charlize?
No, I've had a scroll and I found an old one that says, what are some of the noises that make up these Star Wars sounds? So I'm going to tell you.
Oh, like that's a kitchen.
Yeah.
Food processor.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, would you like me to tell you what the sound effects are and then you have to guess what it is or the other way around? Or I say like what the character or whatever it is and you have to tell me what the sounds are.
I don't know.
Okay.
Do both.
I'll mix it up. Okay. A tap being turned on hard, a vacuum cleaner, a bicycle brake. Could this be? I've just realized.
All smushed together.
I've just realized I've mixed everything up. So is this true? It's either or, okay?
Okay.
So a tap being turned on hard, a vacuum cleaner, and a bicycle brake.
Yeah.
Is this for the Millennium Falcon? Or.
Yeah.
A dentist's air jet, a 1928 biplane, and an Arclight motor starting. Millennium Falcon.
The first one.
Second one.
Dentist's
air jet.
What's that?
It's where they put air in your mouth to dry it up. Okay. What is this? Which one is it?
Okay.
Oh, I've realized what I've done. Okay. So it's either or for all of it.
I'll play your game.
We'll both play it because it's been so long since I've written it. Okay. This is R2-D2. Is R2-D2's sound effects made up as with bird calls and a thin synthesizer, misspelled, or whale sounds sped up and violin strings, R2-D2. Bird calls and a thin I can't say synthesizer because I've misspelled it.
Calls.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Which makes sense, right? Because the birds then imitate R2-D2.
Do
like
they?
The parrots do. Lorikeets do it.
Oh, I love that. That's really fun.
Chewbacca.
Well, they're probably not imitating. They're probably trying to have a conversation.
Yeah, probably. You've made some really good points, R2-D2, but.
You are wrong on this one.
Chewbacca. Is Chewbacca made up of four bears, a badger, a lion, a seal, and a walrus, or
yeah,
possums fighting, crows, and lion roars?
The first one.
Yes. Four different bears.
Yeah. Specific, it was the possum that got me. I was like, there's no way they're coming to Australia to record that.
And it's very distinctive.
Yeah.
And Chewbacca does not make that sound.
No.
Darth Vader breathing,
yep.
Scuba gear, or talking through the actual mask?
Scuba gear.
Yes. I'm glad you said that. Two more. Lightsaber. Is it?
God, I hope it's someone who just goes.
Is it a projector? Magnine or whatever, like the ones used to have in schools,
school.
Or a film projector engine.
Film projector engine.
Yes. I don't remember what the school projector sounded like.
I don't think it made a sound. Just like a whirring.
Yeah, which in lightsabers never whirl. They do things. You know the Tusken Raiders?
No.
In Tatooine, in Luke's home?
Oh, yeah.
And they've got
yeah.
the little oh, eyes yeah. and bandages yeah. everywhere? Are they horses or donkeys?
Donkeys.
Yes. You think you got all except for one, right?
Yeah.
That makes you
the best.
The Star Wars fan of the year. Congratulations.
Thank you.
2026's biggest Star Wars fan, Stephanie.
To me.
Every single moment of that was a great one. And I think we should be celebrated for everything that we've done to podcasting for not just this episode, but this year. Oh, and all the other
the
years.
History of.
We're, for podcasts. Our podcasting history, this is episode 437, except there are others in there like specials and stuff. So I can't remember how many there are, but we
lots.
Are really special and you should let us know that you agree.
Mm.
I'm probably going to go and have a shower now because I'm still wearing my hockey uniform from a full-on hockey game.
Bit smelly.
Yeah. It was 1-1. It's all right, isn't it? Still get 1 point.
Who got the first one?
We did.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. On that note, Stephanie, thank you very much.
You're welcome.